Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Many farms involve two to three generations of a family that are owning and operating the farm. During the last 2 weeks, we met Kyle and Keith Ayer, the third and second generations of Hilltop Farm in McLean County. Today, we meet the first generation, Edward Bubby Ayer.
You've always been at home, and you work side by side with your kids, and it's been profitable for us, and I've enjoyed it. I was very lucky. I spent 2 years in service.
Mr. Bubby says he's proud to live in the same house he was born in.
My granddaddy built the house, and he sold his farm to, when my grandmother died, to someone else, and they owned it for 18 years. So it took me 4 years to convince the guy to sell it back and get it back in the Ayer name. And Keith was telling you, the year I was born, my father's house burnt. So he moved over and lived with his parents, is living in this house. And that's the reason I'm sleeping in the same room I was born in. And there's not many people around can tell you a story like that.
He adds having his family on the farm is the greatest satisfaction.
Being able to work with your family, and I have two brothers that farmed here in the county, and all of us bought land on our own and had our own operation, but we still was a family together. And it's really gratifying to you to be able to see your son and your grandson come into the operation.
We'll have more in a moment.
40 years of the greatest show on dirt. The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall, November 8th through the 10th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including the bull riding. Ticket prices start at just $10 all three nights and are available at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Visit livestockexpo.org for more information.
Edward Bubby Ayer says the poultry industry has a huge impact on McLean County.
The farmers in McLean County pay close to 70% of the taxes in the county. I think it's 68 or 69%. So the poultry thing has really helped the tax base here in the county. Otherwise, our land would probably, we'd be paying more taxes if it wasn't for the poultry business. It's really helped in this county.
Although it represents a large investment for his grandson, Kyle, Mr. Ayer says the poultry industry is truly a blessing.
The lending institution are real lenient towards the chicken houses because they've seen the income they generate and how quick they can pay them off.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.